Now the third and fourth kinds of shunyata are peculiar to the Mahayana. The third kind of shunyata is what we call great emptiness, Mahashunyata. In the Mahayana, Maha always means pertaining to shunyata. The Mahayana is the vehicle of shunyata. The Bodhisattva is the Mahasattva also, the being born out of the voidness, as it were. So thirdly, the great emptiness, the Maha Shunyata. And in what does this consist? How is this empty? How is this void? This consists in the emptiness of the distinction between the conditioned and the unconditioned. We see that the distinction between the conditioned and the unconditioned is not ultimately valid. See that it's a product of dualistic thinking. We may spend 10, 15, 20, 30 years of our spiritual life working on the assumption that the condition is the condition and the unconditioned is the unconditioned. And that is necessary. That's very good. That's right. But eventually we have to learn to see the emptiness of the distinction between these two, the conditioned and the unconditioned. We have to see that this distinction is not ultimately valid, and that it is, as I have said, a product of our dualistic thinking, and ultimately to be transcended. We have to see, and not just intellectually theorize, not just speculate, not just think. We have to see. We have to experience the arupa and shunyata, the form and voidness, the conditioned and the unconditioned, samsara itself, the wheel, the spiral, the goal, ordinary beings and Buddhas, are ultimately of one and the same essence, one and the same reality. And this is Mahashunyata, the great emptiness, the great void, in which, as it were, all distinctions, all dualisms are swallowed up, are lost, are obliterated, so that they simply don't exist anymore. And it's this great void, of course, into which people, even spiritual people, are so afraid of disappearing. They want to cling on to their dualistic ways of thinking, self and others, this and that. But eventually they must all be swallowed up. And this is the real tiger's cave. The tiger's cave, of course, is remarkable for the fact that many tracks lead into it, or up to it, but none come out. So the great void is like this. You get into it, but you never come out. This is why you want to go into it. So this is great emptiness, Maha Shunyata, the third degree or level of penetration into reality. And fourthly, emptiness of emptiness, Shunyata, Shunyata. And what could that possibly be? Here we see that emptiness itself is only a concept, only a word, only a sound. Even Mahashunyata, you're still hanging on to subtle thoughts, subtle dualistic experiences. So even this ultimately has to be abandoned. And when this is abandoned, when you come to Shunyata, Shunyata, well, there's just nothing to be said. All that is left is a great silence. And of course, it's a significant silence. It's a thunderous silence.